Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. So today we're going to talk about how to make some positive changes in your life. In your self-improvement journey, it's essential to have the mindset of not settling with who you are, but to know that you can always be better than the version of yourself yesterday. Growth is always an option, and you have complete control over the significant changes you choose to make in creating a life that you want. By making these positive changes means that you not only care about becoming better, but that you're on your way to live a life you're proud of. So let's jump into some positive changes you can make right now. The first one is to pay more attention to your life. I know this sounds like the obvious truth, but so many people are guilty of living in the gray areas of their lives, which is not a way to live at all. You need to pay more attention to the things that matter, like patterns and mindsets, and realize that even a small shift towards the right direction can change your life. Speaking of patterns, another way to make a positive change in your life is to leave old patterns behind. You need to be courageous enough to leave patterns and habits that no longer are serving your growth, because otherwise you'll stay the same version of yourself for the rest of your life. Be willing to close the door on things and habits that simply don't contribute to your growth. Which leads me to another positive change, which is to be uncomfortable with uncertainty. Change will always be the most constant thing in the world, so accept that uncertainty will always be part of life. You can't always predict what's going to happen, and trying to do so will just frustrate you further. Another important change to make is to stop chasing the wrong things. Whether it's people, relationships, careers, or mindsets, stop chasing these things that are detrimental to your growth and self-improvement and let them all go. You'll never get to where you want to be if these things are holding you back in your life. Now, this kind of goes hand in hand with stop trying to change, fix, or save people. At the end of the day, you can never control someone, and you can only inspire them. But what drives that change should come from them and not from you. Another positive change that you can make is be open to changing your beliefs. If your beliefs are holding you back from growth, you need to be open to changing your beliefs accordingly. They are called limiting beliefs for a reason. An important change that you can make would be to set better boundaries. You can't keep complaining about being taken advantage of constantly if you refuse to set better boundaries. Stop feeling guilty about this and realize that boundaries are a sign of respect, both to yourself and to others. We also want to stop setting unrealistic expectations. Expectations will do more harm than good, especially when they're unrealistic. It only sets things up for disaster, so stop putting that kind of pressure onto others and yourself. And last but not least, invest in yourself. We spend so much time investing in other things that we fail to see that we should be our first investment. Don't neglect your needs for the benefit of others. You'll be happier long term for this. I hope that I was able to shed a little bit of insight into everything you need to know about the positive changes you can make today to have a better life. These positive changes aren't magic, but they can trigger your desire to improve your life through simple things like a change of perspective and habits. And that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget that you can head on over to my website to download my free principles. I'll leave a link in the description below, as well as my new ebook, Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.